That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, hello, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are exiting April tonight. It's the last Sunday in April. And you know, I relocated to a state called New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, there is an Ivy League college. It's called Dartmouth. Around the beginning of the year, after the October 7th incident over in Israel, Dartmouth started having people protest, and they realized it, and they created a room where the both sides could go and sit and talk about their feelings. And so they used the room. And I'm telling you, they have had no outside demonstrations. They have been able to sit freely and talk about matters that concern them, about what's going on right now. And of course, the theme of New Hampshire is live free or die. Hundreds more people were arrested at college campuses across the U.S. on Saturday as students protested against the war in Gaza. Protesters are demanding institutions boycott companies and individuals with ties to Israel. But some Jewish students have complained about alleged anti-Semitism from some demonstrators. The protests were sparked by anger at Israel's offensive in Gaza, which has killed more than 34,000 Palestinians, unfortunately, mostly citizens, according to the Hamas Health Ministry. The Israel military launched the offensive after about 1,200 Israelis and foreigners, mostly civilians, were killed, and 253 others were taken to Gaza as hostages when Hamas attacked Israel communities near Gaza on October 7th last year. What began as a student demonstration 2 days ago has infiltrated by professional organizers, mostly attached to Soros, with no affiliation to the college or to any of the colleges that are demonstrating. Last night, the use of anti-Semitic slurs, including kill the Jews, crossed the line. We cannot tolerate this kind of hate on our campus, Northwestern said. Germany's invasion of Poland in 1939 led to the outbreak of World War II by 1941. Nazi forces had used blitzkrieg military tactics to occupy most of Europe. Hitler's anti-Semitism and obsessive pursuit of the supremacy fueled the murder of some 6 million Jews, along with the other victims of the Holocaust. America today is the most productive country in the world. Us spiritual light workers, remember that everything happens for a purpose. So many people are uneducated about this. They don't really know the history, and they don't really realize what they're doing. As a matter of fact, I have been remembering the 7 last words of Christ through this week. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Marxism is the worst kind of power anyone can live under. But the great purpose of God is active, always. God's ways are not man's ways. We are not capable of taking God's place in being judge or jury, or completely understanding the events and how they come to be in God's big picture. The U.S. under President Biden is saying that they support Israel. They say it's rock solid, and everything is happening for a reason. Although I guarantee you, it is not the reason that so many of us think of or assume. What I see psychically is, it's known that Israel has more enemies than just Hamas and Iran, and other enemies that they have are very quiet, and they're quiet for a reason. The U.S. is a strong power and an ally. If the U.S. should pull out of supporting Israel, and I hope it doesn't because of what I'm seeing unfolding. I know many people hope it does. But if it does pull out, it will be a statement to Israel's enemies saying, do what you want to do, who cares? What would the world unfold if the enemy, both known and visible, as well as those that are unknown and quiet, would come forth and attack Israel like a great pack of wolves attacking a deer, like jackals attacking an antelope, like a pack of hyenas attacking until the prey is dead and gone? I see this on a different timeline because I see lesser minds and lesser souls would then become dominant, and the scent of blood would be in the air. There are lesser minds in positions of power, and they would seize this opportunity, believing God gives them their enemy to cause their enemy to cease to exist. In this case, effort to cause Israel to cease to exist. Nazi Germany tried to do that with similar acts. Many will think this is ludicrous, and they don't believe it, like others before, who will think this is ludicrous and won't believe it, and others who consider warnings to be ludicrous. They don't believe in the warnings. That's okay. With God's help, we won't walk down that horrible, murderous, dark timeline. The enemies of Israel will cause so much damage and destruction that Israel, as we know it, will no longer exist. Israel has silent, hidden enemies in the Middle East, enemies in North Africa, and north of Israel. These would mobilize in various ways. The presence of the U.S. keeps the lid on the boiling pot, not because it would boil over, but because it would explode like the tower. With that, Israel would be forced to take more drastic measures just to exist. This would include, as of this weekend, I see this as a 75-93% chance as we go down the road, the use of nuclear weapons. This would then open the war to World War III, and a nuclear war would begin in the region, which would soon spread its results through the world. Few nations would survive this, but they don't believe in the warnings. They don't believe in what is said. If the U.S. pulls out, a vacuum would form, and this vacuum would be filled with Israel's military enemies who seek to destroy Israel completely. This type of vacuum did happen in Afghanistan when the U.S. pulled out. The Taliban came in and filled the vacuum. Women and children suffered the most from this and are still suffering the most. Those few Arab nations which would respect the close ties of the U.S. would step back and not interfere. Our prayers need to go for the healing of all people to be helped and for the keeping of World War III from happening. Let go of prayers against anyone, one side or the other, but rather for the healing of all who God can help at this time, because these different sides are brothers in blood. Our prayers need to be for the family of mankind in the Middle East. These are family members, and all sides have the right to exist, even though many want to call the deaths of other family members. We are all one, remember? Those who seek to stop the existence of the other will face themselves, their actions in time and space, just like the rest of us do, even though we're not aware of this. All we send out to others returns to us. That's the law of karma. We call this karma. Prayers for healing can help at this time. In the same way, prayers for our own personal family problems and conflicts can be helped by our praying for healing. I hope everybody can begin to pray for the resolving of the Middle East. Right now in the earth, we are dealing with karma that reaches back tens of thousands of years. This war started more than 2,000 years ago. Few know this, that so much of the serious problems humans are facing now are karmic, and fewer people still know specifically what started the karma, yet how much of it manifests in disasters and will manifest even more. Our praying to God for help is needed. Currently, the timeline we're on, it will get worse right through the summer months, right through August of 2024. We'll have tremors. We'll have disasters. We'll have wars. It will be as if the earth itself is going to war to defend itself against this horrible possible damage. Look at the tornadoes that just swept through the middle of the United States. We are capable of destroying the earth. We are either praying for God's help to heal it, or we're adding to the fuel to the fire to cause more burning. We're either praying to try to bring people together, or we act to separate ourselves and others. Bringing people together will not happen without God's help. We need only to look at how we treat each other individually, including our family members, neighbors, friends, and strangers. Anger is normal, but if we're angry without praying for help, then we are again adding gasoline to the already out-of-control fire. If all we have is rage, bitterness, abusive words and actions, but no prayers, no patience, no bringing in the light, or no effort to try to understand, then we are not helping. We are the ones who seek to scorch the earth. If we are not working to help heal our own individual relationships, then we are doing nothing real to help the planet or the human beings on this planet. Right now, the U.S. and parts of Europe are supporting Israel, and Israel itself is very angry. There are people still alive who directly remember the experiences in Nazi Germany, the deaths, the concentration camps, and the 16 million people who were killed across Europe. So there's anger in Israel, and there's anger in Palestine, and everywhere else on both sides. But not everyone is saying, okay, go ahead and exist. We can work to prevent a nuclear war, or we can let it happen. You choose. Those who support a nuclear war are to annihilate one's enemies, will also die from it. But then, a nuclear war will bring death and destruction to the entire planet. There is no such thing as a limited nuclear war. In a similar way, if we provide more conflict, abuse, and condemnation in our own families and relationships, then we aren't helping anywhere in the world. We're adding to the conflict in the world by putting in that energy, and we're putting it into the collective consciousness to make it darker. I hope you people will get quiet now and think about what I just said. Luckily, it is recorded, and you can download this probably midweek. Right now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to have the weekly cosmic tip. This was my gift to you tonight. Please think about the prayers and think about what really is needed here. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we'll be back after the tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of April 29th through May 5th, 2024. The quality of time in May is somewhat more relaxed than the previous month when all signs pointed to trouble and change. However, what was erupted for you in recent weeks needs to be consolidated and integrated. That could be challenging, especially in the middle of the month. But May 2024 is all about love and sensuality. The last days of May will bring you an unusual lightness. From April 30th until June 9th, Mars is in one of its favorite signs, Aries, and the other favorite sign of Mars is Scorpio. It's time for everyone to get moving. Physical activity is favored, so I finally might get my attic, basement, and garage cleaned out. Whatever you decided to begin and focus on during the eclipses and Mercury retrograde, now it's time to take the action. Have courage to pioneer a new path. Express self-confidence. Both Mars and Aries are associated with the fire element. Put strong effort into whatever lights up your passionate side. Of course, the downside is that those boring things or chores that you have to deal with can be neglected or put off until later. Don't do that. These last few days of April bring in a highly romantic and poetic time. Forget about the daily grind on Monday and focus on the artistic, new love, and comfortable warmth of life. Snuggle with your loved ones. Tuesday, Mars jumps into Aries, the sign it rules, bringing enthusiasm, ambition, and a strong confidence. People may be a bit touchy on Wednesday, so it's better to lie low midweek. Tuesday and Friday are excellent days to impress the boss or higher-ups at work or in authority. It's a perfect time to ask for a raise or a promotion or to begin a new endeavor. It's also time to accept a new job or go to that job interview. Saturday brings a wide range of activities, from carrying out house renovations to spending time with family, along with adventure sports and art creations. No matter what you wind up doing, you will thoroughly enjoy it. Sunday, Mercury leaves its storm. The day is free of any astrological transits, freeing you up to do anything that you desire. Enjoy. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Well, I hope you got the message for this week. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And now we're going to find out about May, which is coming on Wednesday. May brings a change of signs for Jupiter as it moves out of Taurus and into Gemini. While Neptune moves into 29 degrees Pisces, once we pass through the energies of May, there will be a much lighter feeling, as well as a new focus interest as to the higher level influences with any undertaking in our life. We're going to realize that we really need to work with our higher self, with our download messages and our intuition, to manifest what we need. It will be a lot less myopic, but I just have to get through the day by day. I just have to pay the bill. With just putting one foot forward in front of the other. These have been the energies since the middle of March. But with both Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, there has been a fenced-in feeling. A secure and hyper-controlled way that a lot of people's consciousness has been working. Consciousness wants to evolve, to adapt, and to become something new. Wanting to understand new things. People wanting to expand and bloom. While at the same time, the energy is really walling itself up and wallowing in an imposed peace. So far, many of us, there is a silence, a quiet silence or peace that is very small and self-imposed, almost like being fenced into a field or a pasture where something over time is being extracted or generated. And May 2024 brings us the last chapter, the final part of this energy. There's a lot of negative group thinking right now, just like all these college demos. Uranus is debilitated in Taurus. There's been a lot of widely imposed, widely asserted, ideologic fostering by labeling things in overly critical ways. There's been a lot of division, allowing someone else to speak your thoughts or allowing someone else's words and ideas to become a collective consciousness projection. Everybody's just been kind of sitting back and waiting. We are in a projection crisis as we enter into May, and you could have certain ideas. They get tested during this time. We have had very chaotic Mercury retrograde, very chaotic. And the eclipse season that we just come out of was not that easy for many, many people. And the energy still is with us. It's with us until October. A lot of the people will see a dose of reality in May. Also, for a lot of us, there's a scarcity of individual personal energy. Many people are allowing others, or even relying others, to create their ideas or thoughts. Now, it's not really their fault, but the negative side of the Taurus energy. One is fed, one has a bit of money in their pocket, but nothing else is considered. And it's difficult to change, criticize, or shift the imposed given or the imposed energy. Once the cattle are forced in, that's it. In the fence, that's it. It's all safe in some kind of a way, but it's very, very limited. Our safeties and securities that give us limitations, like lockdowns, will start to be mixed up when Jupiter moves into Gemini. The energy is about scattering limitations, pushing over the fence or jumping over the fence with a lot of cattle and people roaming around in the woods. It's a breaking free or breaking loose energy that we are moving into on May 23rd when Jupiter moves into Gemini. Taurus is Earth, Gemini is air. Now, I don't want to get into June just yet. We'll be talking a lot about June as we walk into it. But June will be feeling much lighter, much more feeling, and in many ways a lot more random and chaotic. But what is recommended for May? The securities that are very important for you to have should be consolidated. Any loose ends that needs to be tied up, any area of karma. Like, I've come to this city, or I've come to this place to accomplish a goal. So you want to see those things settled, and you want to see them settled in May. We're in the month of Taurus, which is a highly localized energy. It's the ground you are walking on. It's the karma of the area, based on geographical issues, based on certain financial issues. Certain areas have certain financial purposes. An industrial zone, a rural zone, agricultural zone, or urban consumption zone, as well as the ley lines and the magnetic zones. Certain areas have a productive energy, and certain areas have a destructive energy. It's very important in May to understand where you are and just what the natural energy in that location is. If you know the frequencies of people, individual, sometimes harmonized in a different chemical way, in different areas. It's never the same in two areas. And you want to learn more about that, then you need to find out about relocation astrology and why that is true. Because, like, if I was moving, I would call Mark Dodich, my relocation astrologer, and ask him what the energy is in the city that I was thinking about moving to. And he would be able to tell me with astrology. Very interesting. In May of 2024, it's very important to understand that this area is XYZ, and I'm trying to do XYZ. So how does this come together? And can you speed it up? You can get it together? Can you figure it out? Can you overcome the karma of the area that you're living in? This is especially true for people who are in an area of short-term projects, or any nomadic people, people that move around all the time. You need to take a look, and you need to see if you know if these are where you need to plant your roots. Is this a good place for the roots to be planted. By the time we get to June, there could be an uprooting or a lot more movement. And it's really good in May to get the checklist done. If you want to get done what you really need to get done in this current place that you're in. Anything related to status or physical property. Real estate. I have this vacant house, for example. Do I renovate it? Do I sell it? Do I rent it? These are quality questions that people have, and you'll be finding the answers, and it will be winding down in June. It's a tie for power plays to assert yourself, especially with Mars and Aries. This is the time because the Earth energy at this time is perfect for having a bigger view. It's a very abundant time, May is, with less competition than what's coming. I know we have inflation. We have filler foods, fast foods, and there's this, people are sated, but it's a false sation because scarcity is coming in the fall. So people, very temporarily, feel satisfied. Some very savvy people, very tuned in people, could make Very tuned in people could make progress on a soul project, on their soul journey. This is a great time for movement and for establishing projects. It's a powerful time for assertion, for that which could be conflicting for others, as well as what would face quite a bit of opposition. So if you have a big plan and you're worried about others opposing it, now might be a great time because of the way the psychology is working. However, please keep in mind that whatever is created will be lasting. And many people don't know what lasting means. They don't understand lasting or status quo or consolidation or root or even locked in. The reality is different from the dream. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. We're going to take a break, and I picked a very special song for tonight. I don't know if many of you know who Les Paul is, but he's the man who lived in New Jersey and was my neighbor that started the synthesizer, that started playing two and three of the same instrument in different keys together. So we're going to hear "The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise," because we are all waiting for that sunrise. With Les Paul and Mary Ford. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with dew. And while the world is waiting for the sunrise, my heart is calling you.
I just want to tell you that in the 1950s, we had never heard a sound like that. And I was in his basement when he was making the music. He used 16 tape recorders to make that music. And then he'd turn them all on at the same time, and you'd have the song. It was incredible. Just incredible to watch. Well, right now, we're in a great time for a movement. May brings us a time for establishing projects. It's a powerful time for the assertion of that which could be conflicting for others, or that which could face quite a bit of opposition. So if you have a big plan and you're worried about others opposing it, now might be a great time to begin it because of the way of the psychology and how it's working. However, please keep in mind that whatever is created here will be lasting. And many people do not understand what it is for something to last. The reality is different from the dream. This is what May is teaching us. It could be a harsh lesson or a sense of relief. The dream versus the accomplishment. I thought it would feel a certain way when I imagined it, but now I have it. Something is still missing. That's because you feel that way because you haven't put your higher energy into it. When you put your higher energy into it, that changes it. The energy may well lead a lot of people to choose more adventure and excitement. Come June, after the 23rd, when Jupiter moves into Gemini, people may be getting their passports out. Some selling their houses or property. Some pretty much as they consolidate or complete and achieve their dream or goal. They fly up and away. They're wanting distance. They're wanting to tour. They're wanting a fresh scene. This will really test the relevance of some things that we've been thinking about internally versus how they really affect us and the people around us when they actually do come into reality. Reality is a big key word for May. It's like the seeds in your garden when they actually yield. How do we actually feel about that? Also be aware to watch your health. This is a very strong body-focused present as we go through May and all of this Taurus energy. The material you wear against your body, the skin tones, the condition, the food you eat, keep it simple. You may want to begin a new dietary regime. It's a good time to learn about different food groups or to exercise in a different way with your body. Jupiter and Gemini will want us to have an easier relationship to food and our daily routine. With health, now is the time when people can heal from chronic illness. Please listen up. I know this is true. I've been working with my own energy for 2 months, asking for a healing. Why? Why is this happening? Well, Mars has moved past Saturn and past Neptune. It approaches Chiron in May, which brings in the desire to resolve long-running problems, finding solutions, finding ways to jump the hurdles, to overcome blockages that we have come to accept as unsolvable. In May 2024, you may find there is actually a cure for what you've been struggling with, or something that was negative, like, I'll have this chronic illness forever, or I'll have poverty consciousness operating in my system for the rest of my life. No way. Gotta reverse all that. You may think that something that comes in front of you will show you that the thought is absolutely not true. For this reason, May will be wonderful for making as much open space as possible, not complicating things, not trying to push too hard, just allowing these new solutions to come in by observing and seeing how many solutions are being offered and asking yourself, am I in any way pushing away solutions? Am I stagnating the problem or refusing solutions? Am I just accustomed to this because it's more familiar to be in damage? Is it possible that which I have already known? I'm going to tell you a story about my boyfriend, Max. He really hadn't had a steady, serious girlfriend before. And he was so afraid of his inner feelings. He was afraid to see me because he knew these inner feelings were going to happen and he didn't know what to do with them. So at first, he pushed it away. And it took me almost 2 years of understanding and working with him and listening to his fear before he started to heal that fear. I saw it right in front of me. It's really something to watch. There's a lot of healing in May. A lot of things that have been damaged can be fixed. A lot of statuses can change at this time. You can win the lottery and become that millionaire. And these will be harmonious with your bigger dreams and goals. Mars's journey has recalibrated a lot of our dreams. It has moved much of our why factors for motivation. And this is all very compelling to think about. Finally, a lot of natural karmic abundance and healing is coming this way. And it will have very simple solutions. Okay, I have trouble sleeping. Well, okay, let me cut out some caffeine for a while. I feel like there's not a good flow in my body. Okay, let's begin to meditate and play some high vibration music like Richard Schulman and work with the new spiritual chakras. And you can pick up the flow in your body and you can raise your vibration. I feel too stagnated. Okay, watch your carbs or your grains and avoid any heavy foods. It's simple. It is so simple. If the garden is overgrown, you need to go out and weed it and prune the plants. If the lawn is bare, you have to go out and sow some seeds. It's simple. It's a quiet thing, and it's simple. Now, don't overload this too much. Overthinking will bring you the worst outcome or the worst that you can do with the current astrology, because this astrology is opening you up. The better way is just to make simple changes. That can't go wrong, and that's going to allow you to learn. The way your consciousness will shift throughout this process will be amazing. Things get revealed through getting quiet, going within, withdrawing, by reducing the unhealthy aspect of your life more than they will by trying to solve things by using our head. Use your heart. Drop into the heart. Take those deep breaths. Sit, get quiet, and meditate, and watch what happens. May can be a glorious month. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of the show, but we're going to do the meditation, and we're going to begin with a song that I kind of would like you to sit with and listen to and let it absorb inside of you. It's called Imagine by John Lennon. Then we'll have moonlight on my window. We'll have a guided meditation. and I added an overture of Fiddler for the honor of what's going on. We're going to end with Transformation by Richard Schumann. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with a lot of dates and a lot of exciting things that are coming to us in May. I really love you listening. Remember, I have my YouTube channel. I need more of you to go and like it and to subscribe. That's giving back to me. I would really appreciate it. It's Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. Again, thank you for listening and good night.
Oh, sweet moonlight. on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, oh, take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in Breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.